week here in Ukraine.
Correspondent Nick Payton Walsh reports more than a dozen dead and hundreds missing or wounded. Two-time Nobel Prize winner Lech Wałęsa says the West can win against Vladimir Putin, but needs solidarity. And correspondent Jim Sciutto says the White House has to address expanding the war against ISIS on new fronts.
Among coalition members now, there is no current focus on expanding the military campaign beyond Iraq and Syria. But this is a difficult, it's an important question facing the White House and coalition partners.
The U.S. and Turkey now say they will arm and train Syrian fighters against ISIS. I'm Evan Haining.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Once upon a time when turkey legs fell from the sky and mermaids and pirates washed in with the tide. That time is now at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival.
Watch as these burly men put their strength to the test for the Florida State Highland Heavy Games. See Highland dancers or participate in the IAF Florida State Arm Wrestling Championships. Discount coupons available at Subway. Discount tickets available at Walgreens, Circle K, and BayAreaRenFest.com.
This is Downtown Dave. How would you like to be able to promote yourself, your business, or someone else's business for less than the cost of one 60-second commercial on many Tampa Bay radio stations? Here's the deal. You can have your own one-hour radio program on the Tan Talk Network for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many Tampa Bay stations. Your program will be on two Tampa Bay radio stations and will cover 4 million people in Florida, plus worldwide on the Internet in both audio and video. And you'll have a web link for your business on the Tan Talk 1340 website. We provide the producer, the state-of-the-art equipment, free production of commercials, and much more. Check it out today. Call Lola O'Brien, the Irish Hawaiian, at 727-510-7622. That's 510-7622. Call Lola O'Brien now, 727-510-7622. Call now, and your one-hour radio program can start tomorrow. Call 510-7622 for Lola O'Brien, the Irish Hawaiian, at the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Buddy Verdi Show is always discovering new talent, like Monday Night Football commentator John Gruden's 17-year-old son, Michael.
Your son's going to compose a new Monday Night Football theme? Is that true?
He's going to try. That's why we sent him down there to meet Buddy. Maybe Buddy can point him in the right direction, get us some good advice. This is John Gruden of Monday Night Football and my son, Michael, and we're listening to the Buddy Verdi Show, and we love it.
That's the Buddy Verdi Show, Saturday afternoon from 1 until 3, here on Tan Talk.
Do you have questions about relationships, sex, or both? Or are you just interested in these topics? Then we have got just the show for you. Intimate Chats with Lovebirds is a relationship and sex talk show with me, Dr. Chuck Bird, and my wife, Dr. Joanne Bird. We are both board-certified clinical sexologists and relationship experts known as the Lovebirds due to our last name and the work that we do. Listen to Intimate Chats with the Lovebirds every Friday night at 7 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Do you like the lore of speed and the finest in luxury? Then come to the Festivals of Speed presented by Burt Smith Porsche, Sunday, March 8th at the Vinoy Park, downtown St. Petersburg. Festivals of Speed is the gathering of the world's most exotic automobiles, motorcycles, watercrafts, and luxury brands. Names like Porsche, Rolls-Royce, Bentley, Lamborghini, and others will all be on display. For more information, visit festivalsofspeed.com or call 352-385-9450.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
so. I got a new lease on life. It's the only live once.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Hey, everyone. This is Go Yard time, and this is Mama Mac, along with Dr. Angel Falzoni right here. How are you, Dr. Angel?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight, Mama Mac?
Oh, I'm great. I'm excited about this show. Didn't we have fun last week on this topic?
We did.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really good topic that we can all relate in our lives in some way.
Right. So if you are just joining us for the first time, this is a life coaching show. This is a show that will help you just like going to a therapist would. And that's what we have here in Dr. Angel, who is a PhD and licensed mental health counselor. And you just work in the field every day. So you are so used to all these kind of issues that we talk about on Go Yard. Hitting a home run. That's what this is all about. Making the most of our life opportunities.
It's learning to live life, but live it well.
Live it well.
Live it well.
Why live it with a lot of regrets or disappointments or anxiety when you can learn to overcome those things?
Absolutely. And we can learn to live with our purpose, with passion.
There you go.
Live it well.
Purpose and passion.
You know, those P words.
That's right. That's what Dr. Angel is all about. Purpose and passion. Last week, we started a series on learning how to fight fair. And some of our audience may be going, well, I don't want to fight at all. But you know what? That's unrealistic, isn't it?
Very unrealistic.
Right.
Anytime we have two people in a relationship, there's going to be a conflict. And when we talk about fight, we're just talking about a disagreement, an argument.
We're not talking about fisticuffs here.
No, we're just talking about when there's two people have a disagreement of some sort.
Right. Okay. So a misunderstanding, a disagreement, one person's on one side of an issue, the other person, whatever kind of relationship. This doesn't have to be a marriage.
No.
This can be a mother-daughter. This can be coworkers.
Any two human beings. Unless our listeners are on an island all by himself or herself, it applies to you.
Okay. So it applies to every single one of us. And I felt like last week we had such good points that came out. We're going to do a little quick review, and then we're going to get into all new material tonight. So, some people take notes, and feel free, grab a pen, pencil. But what's cool is that these are podcasts also. As soon as we do a live show, it becomes a podcast, goes on this tantalk1340.com website where you can catch it as of sometime tomorrow. At the end of each month, we take all of our Go Yard shows and put them on the GoYard2014.org website, which is our website. And so they're there, all the ones we've done since the middle of September when we began just a few months ago. So we encourage our audience to go back and listen, don't we, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because the show might not have been very relevant in the moment that we said it, but guess what? It may be coming back around to you and have a new meaning for you in that moment.
Right. We've done shows on domestic violence, setting boundaries, forgiveness, all kinds of things. So they're right there on the GoYard2014.org website. You can text us during the show tonight. We'd love to hear from you. We have a new number for that, and it is 727-888-4171. Text anytime during the show. We will be checking our phones periodically. I'll give that to you again, 727-888-4171. You can also text not during the show, because now that we are part of the Starcom Media Network, which we are so happy about, we've only been doing that a few weeks, this show is heard 4 o'clock Central Time a week after we do it live in Clearwater, Florida, which is where we are based. So you can still text, though. That's fine. And it will come to my phone, and then we will get a response to you or your question or whatever. We want to hear from you. If you want to call in and talk, our engineer Chris will answer the phone, and then he will put it right up here on our computer screen and tell us who you are. 727-441-3000. That's the number to call in. 727-441-3000. So, Dr. Angel.
Ooh, that was a whole lot of business, Mama Mac.
That was. Well, I think we're done with that. But fighting's not a bad thing, is it, really?
Well, no. We talked about that. We talked about that healthy relationships have fights.
Right.
And a lot of people believe the myth that a good relationship or a healthy relationship, well, we never fight. That's, we're good. You're not.
Right.
Because a healthy relationship is strong when they have fights and they learn how to negotiate their disputes,
yes,
in a healthy way.
So it's impossible to say that somebody has never had a fight their whole marriage, let's say, or their whole relationship, because, I mean, I guess the word fight, people don't like that word. So maybe disagreement is a conflict.
Or difference
of
opinion.
Everybody's got differences of opinion in relationships. Come on. You cannot believe that somebody can go 40 years married to somebody and never have a disagreement. It doesn't work.
Well, and when people repress those, and we talked about that last week, because there's some people who don't want to engage in that conflict.
Right.
And so instead of being honest about what they're really feeling, they just stuff it down. And then one day they're the person that just takes off and nobody knows where they're at.
Yes.
And everyone's like, what happened?
Or they blow up terribly and all that comes out at some point.
Yeah, I think there's a whole show called Snapped.
Oh,
maybe
is that what
has
it is?
Something to do with it.
Okay. All right. So we kind of touched on some fair fighting ground rules. And I love the first one that we talked about last week, and that was to remain calm. Do you want to amplify on that?
Well, remaining calm is keeping in control of your emotions. So
Okay. That's
letting your emotions settle. Obviously, when we have a dispute or a conflict or something arising, we need to settle our own emotions. So if our emotions are high, this is not when we're going to work on resolving it. So
exactly.
Stay calm. Keep your body language open. You don't want to sit in the chair with your legs crossed, your arms crossed, you know, hard-fisted, because you're not ready to receive anything.
So that's just sending the message through your body language, which we talked about last week, that you're mad and, you're not going to be easy to deal with.
Correct. And so Okay. Remaining calm is using calm tones of voice and also keeping your body language open.
Okay.
And sometimes that's hard, keeping your hand, when you're feeling intense emotions, just keeping your hands open sends a message
that's
that
cool.
I'm open to hear what you have to say.
All right. And in order to deal with disagreements, we have to use words, right? Not just actions. And a lot of people will display their disappointment or their anger through slamming doors, etc.
Which is not healthy or productive.
No. And it breaks doors.
It breaks doors. But it breaks communication.
It
breaks
sure
trust.
Does. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So definitely that's not the way to handle a situation. We have to be, adult enough or mature enough to use our words. I am feeling angry right now. I am feeling hurt right now. I am feeling disappointed. Take ownership of what you feel.
Exactly.
And so that we can work on it.
And don't just show it by screaming or slamming doors or whatever. Or leaving. Some people just leave and then they're gone for hours and the other person doesn't know where they are.
Or if they're coming back.
Or if they're even coming back.
That was one of the things we talked about was...
Right.
If we're going to leave, we need to have a time frame on that, which was one of the rules of fighting, that
Yes. We
can separate. Maybe I need to get control of my emotions. I'm not ready to talk about this.
Right.
But we might say, you know what, in 3 hours, we're going to come back and we're going to look at this. I need to take a break. Or tomorrow morning, we're going to talk about
this. Tomorrow, set a time. That's important.
So it's not this open-ended if, when, what, and then we forget about it and it never gets resolved.
Well, that's like sweeping it under the carpet, which so many people do, Doctor.
Oh, my goodness, they do. And sweeping it under
the carpet just gets loaded under
there. It's so filthy. Stanley's steamer can't even get all that filth out.
All right.
It's pretty bad when we do that.
I've known a lot of people through the years. That's how they deal with life. They just push it under the carpet. Don't talk about it. Don't keep it right there quiet. Don't let anybody know that we've had a disagreement or whatever.
I can tell you, I've had some people in my own life who can get angry. Who knows what they're angry about, because they won't tell you they're angry.
Exactly.
They'll just quit taking your phone call.
Right.
And then 2 years later, they'll pick up the phone and think you're going to talk to them like nothing ever happened.
Right.
Sweep it under the rug. It didn't sweep anything under the rug, because in a month or so, you'll do something else and they're angry, but you won't know what. You're always guessing, and there's nothing that's getting resolved.
Exactly.
You have to be able to say, I'm feeling whatever that is.
Doctor, I've known so many people through the years that have not been willing to admit that they were wrong in anything. I mean, isn't this a problem with fighting fair? If one person is always thinking they're right, it doesn't matter what the issue is, but it's got to be their way or the highway, how can you fight fair?
Well, you can't, because it's about compromise.
Right.
And so even if they think they're always right, or if they think their way is always the one only way, there's two people in this relationship, and negotiating conflict is about compromise. It's not about all one person's way.
Right.
Now, maybe one conflict may be negotiated that is more one person's way, but maybe the next one is the other person's more way.
Exactly.
But it's still about negotiating.
Mediating. Yes. Finding an answer that everybody can live with. And, you know, the other thing I think, Doctor, we kind of touched on it last week. Sometimes when there's disagreements, then people bring back things from the past that have happened 25 years ago. And I've said this on the air. My ex-mother-in-law has a memory like an elephant, and she can tell you things from 60 years ago and exactly what happened, and would love to bring that stuff up. And I've known a lot of people like that in life. And that is a sad way to live, because they must be playing those tapes in their head.
Yes, they're playing those tapes over and over.
Yeah.
So they're harnessing these negative feelings over and over. So they're building resentment. They're building the grudges. They're building the negativity.
Yes.
And they're holding on to that unforgiveness, which we've already talked about how toxic that is to the body.
Oh, it's very toxic.
And it's not even a fair way to handle a relationship.
Right.
So we have to deal with it in the moment. And
right.
So when we have negotiated this conflict in the moment, we need to be settled with that and not just give in and 2 years later go, well, you remember when you had your way? And
exactly. No. And that is so poisonous. It's toxic. You know, that's the word I'm looking for. It's toxic when people bring back the garbage from the past. And it's not a way to fight fair, is it?
It's not. So if we have garbage in the past,
right. We all
we
do.
Might need to sit down with that person and start working through that and let it be where it lies in the past.
Right, right.
Maybe we swept it under the rug and we haven't looked at it.
Right.
So maybe we need to do that with someone.
Right.
And then let it go.
Then let it
and
go.
And then let's move forward.
And I love what you brought out last week about being specific with whatever the issue is you're dealing with and not just generalities. Well, you are always, you said never to use the word always, you said never to use the word never.
We don't work in absolutes. We're human.
Right.
We're very finite. So
when you're having a conflict and you say, but you always do blah, 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 that's just asking for trouble.
It is. And we can't talk in general. We can't generalize someone's behaviors. And we need to be specific and try and stay on the issue we're really talking about. And a lot of times when we have an argument and if we're emotional, we're not going to be thinking rational. So
right.
That's why we need to settle our emotions.
Right.
So that we can stay at the issue at hand. So if we're talking about, you know, I don't feel like you're helping me with the kids enough, and you're bringing up something that I go out with my friends or I'm doing totally different.
But that's the way a lot of people fight, Doctor.
There's two different issues, yes.
You know, where one is we're trying to discuss this about, let's say that example, you're not helping me enough with the kids, you never help get them ready, you don't help with baths, whatever the case may be, and the other person starts off on some other tangent to deflect the attention off of the real issue, you know?
Which is not handling it fairly or healthy. So we need to stay at the issue at hand.
Stay at the issue. Be specific.
We need to be specific at what we're talking about and stay on that. Now, we may need to talk about this other issue. I'm not going to devalue that this isn't something important.
Right, exactly.
But we need to handle that issue in that issue's time.
Okay. We want you to weigh in on this. And let me give you that text number again, 727-888-4171. And you are welcome to use that at any time during or any other time to comment. And anyway, all good. All good. So here we are, and we're talking about using calmness as we talk. Use your words. Talk softly. You brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of yelling and screaming.
Well, if I can talk to you softly and calmly, your emotions are going to stay more soft and calm, and we're going to be able to stay in that level with each other.
Absolutely.
Usually when one person starts to elevate, it elevates the other, and then we lost control.
There you go. Okay. So only deal with one issue at a time. That's easier said than done.
Yeah, it takes purpose. I tell you, purpose is my word.
Purpose is your word, Doctor. Woo! Purpose is your word. Because you have to have a purpose trying to resolve the conflict, so stay on topic, right?
Stay on topic.
Right.
Use I statements. Take ownership of your feelings.
All right.
Or what's going on. And so you don't use you statements. You projects blame and puts you in defense mode. Take responsibility. I'm feeling disappointed because you were late to dinner. Or I'm feeling sad because XYZ, or I need to take ownership.
Okay.
Because then we can talk about that.
Because right.
maybe the way I'm feeling is just a miscommunication or a misperception,
right.
and then we can fix that real quick.
So the opposite of I statements are, give me an example, like we talked about last week, you always do, or you.
Or you know, you make me angry, you.
Right.
You know, you're always wrong, you're whatever, I don't know. People use all kinds of you, but any you, we have to stop saying you.
Okay.
We need to say I. Take ownership of your feelings. I am feeling frustrated right now because I feel like I'm doing everything with the kids.
Okay.
Ooh, I just, instead of saying, you never help me.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
All right. Last week you mentioned something about stockpiling. You want to talk about stockpiling?
Well, you did with the mother-in-law that was storing up the grievances.
Ah, there you go. That's it. Yeah, that is
you
that.
Know, and we don't want to clam up. We don't want to stop the communication. So
right.
if you're feeling like your emotions are getting too intense, maybe you need to take a break. But let's not stop communicating. A lot of people will go in this defense clam mode. Shut the shell.
Absolutely. Go silent. You know, I've known people like that. And when you start to bring up anything that is hurtful or something, situation that happened, they go silent, they leave, like I said earlier, and you may not see them for hours.
True.
Because they think that way they can avoid the conflict.
They want to avoid it.
And they don't want to deal
with it.
There's
one of the avoiding techniques. You know, another avoiding technique that I have seen is people use some health ailment. You know, oh, my blood pressure is going, no, Scott, you're going to kill me if we keep talking about this. Or my heart rate is XYZ, you're killing me. I can't talk about this.
Uh-huh, I know.
It's deflection.
It's deflection, deflecting it someplace else, correct?
So that time will pass and it won't have to be dealt with.
Right, right.
So we don't want to clam up. We want, the goal is to resolve the conflict. This is not a winning and losing
It's thing. Not a win-lose?
No, and I want to get that out of people's
heads.
Wow,
that's huge. That concept right there. Because so many people think that when there's a disagreement and they're talking about it, somebody's going to end up winning and that, she always gets her way type concept.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And it's not about winning and losing. You're winning when you can negotiate this in a way that makes this relationship stronger.
Right. Okay.
And so, like I said earlier, there'll be sometimes maybe one person's way is more the way you're going with it. And maybe the next time it's the other person's way. Maybe sometimes you can meet in the middle.
So you're saying that healthy discussion, like we're talking about tonight and like we did last week, actually builds the relationship. We made that point last week, but I want to hammer that point home tonight. It builds the relationship. It causes the relationship to get stronger. Explain why, doctor.
Well, because you're working on the art of negotiation and you're building, we're communicating, we're talking openly, we're taking ownership of our feelings, and we're working through conflict.
Okay.
I'm going to learn that I can trust you. When there's a conflict, we can bring this to the table and we can work on it however we need to do that. So it's going to build trust.
Right.
It's going to build communication. It builds so many of the foundational cores of a relationship that whatever that relationship is going to be stronger.
Okay. We did get a text last week from someone who said, what do you do when your husband always lies to you?
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, that's a huge, we got that right as we were going off the air, but
and that's
you
hard
want to answer
because
that, doctor?
Lying takes away the trust of the relationship.
Yeah,
when
totally.
One person's always lying and so or lying mostly.
Yeah.
And so you need to talk about that with that person. And
so you call the person on it?
Nicely. I'm not saying that you're going to hammer them down. I'm
you're
saying,
not
can we talk
sing.
About something? I'm feeling like this isn't the truth.
So you shouldn't be singing, liar, liar, pants on fire.
No. Don't go around.
Oh, don't do that.
Okay. But I'm feeling like you said this, and this is what happened, and this
right.
didn't add up. So help me. If you look at somebody, if you say, well, you lied because you told me you was going here and you went there, and
we just
opened up a really big argument.
Right.
But if you're saying, you said this, and this is what happened, and it's not the same, what's going on?
Facts. Stay
with the facts.
Right.
But present it openly and give that person a chance to...
To straighten it out, back down.
Give that person a chance to communicate.
Or to lie
again.
His or
her side.
Okay.
And if they're really a chronic liar, which people are, some people are, you know, maybe it's a relationship you have to look at.
Right. And maybe you need to consider, is this worth all that pain? And
Yeah, because when we have that much lying, we can't build trust.
Right. Okay. So establishing ground rules for correct fighting or discussion or problem
conflict
solving.
Conflict resolution or however
conflict
you want to look at
resolution.
It. I want you to absolutely, with your primary relationships, the ones that you interface with the most.
Right.
To sit down and make ground rules. for how we're going to handle conflict.
Before you have a fight?
Before you ever have a fight. You know, I encourage new couples, when you're dating, let's sit down and talk about how are you going to resolve conflict.
Great
idea. The ones that can do that early on have a better chance of surviving and growing a stronger relationship.
Absolutely.
So when we do premarital counseling, couples counseling, that is one of the first things I want to work on. Let's start with the ground rules.
Right.
Let's make them. And everyone kind of has different
Give us an
ones.
Example, doctor.
We're going to go through a whole bunch of ideas
okay.
of ground rules
All
tonight.
All right. Let's talk about ground rules then for fair fighting. So if you want to write it down, grab your pen. If you want to comment or ask a question, 727-888-4171, or you can call in 727-441-3000. Okay.
Okay. So first of all, I'm making it very clear that we want to make our ground rules when we are not having a current conflict.
Oh, you're not in the middle of the fight. Let's set some ground rules.
I'm angry about this now. How are we going to do this? No. You know, it's just like we talked about the sport.
Yeah.
You know, when the sport has rules, it flows. And it's if there was no rules to basketball or baseball,
that was a good metaphor last week.
Chaotic,
I like that. It would be. Yeah, everybody's got to know the rules.
But they don't hand all these men a ball and tell them to go out in the field and say, okay, here's what the rules are going to be.
Yeah, exactly. So there's got to be planning in your primary relationships. You're talking about your mother-daughter, your boss, whatever it might be.
Whatever. We need to talk about how are we going to work this through.
Especially your love relationships.
Absolutely. But any core relationship.
And your parenting, because you throw out a lot of great parenting tools here for people. My kids are all grown, and they have kids. But yours are three high school kids, three teenage boys.
Two high school and one middle school, but yes.
Three teenage boys, yeah.
And we do have rules, and it's important, and it maintains that we can work on conflict. And it's helped. We have a great relationship.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so you sit down, you set a time to sit down and talk, right, about this when you're not in a conflict. That's
not
the first
when you're
point.
Not in a conflict, but when the other person has time to give you focused attention. So, you know, if this is a husband, wife, or a spouse thing, when they're cooking dinner or the mad rush, oh, honey, can we sit down and talk about rules? No, they can't do it in that moment.
Right.
Can we set a
Be
time
realistic.
That we can sit down and talk about this?
Right. Yeah, be realistic.
Get it where each person has undivided attention.
Right.
Not when you're ready, when you both are ready.
Right.
So
that's great.
Let's be respectful.
Be respectful.
And that's also a rule to conflict resolution is when we're talking about a conflict, we need to set a time with that person to talk about this.
Okay, so you don't do it
in the heat of the moment.
In the heat of the moment? Mm. So what happens in the heat of the moment? I mean, how do you get out of the heat of the moment?
Well, you got to learn to calm yourself down and bring your emotions down a little bit. We'd already talked about that. So we don't want to be doing anything in the heat of the moment.
Okay.
Because anything we do with high emotion is going to have no logic and rationalization to it.
Well, we got so much more to talk about. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
Where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out. Don't want to wait. Got to make sure that my life will be great. Find my purpose before it's too late.
He's gonna find his purpose.
Whoa, whoa, I'm gonna find my purpose.
Is it time to consider a new pool enclosure or beautiful screen room for your family's enjoyment? Family owned and operated, Boyle's Aluminum is the place to call for timely installation of all types of seamless guttering and screen enclosures. Boyle's Aluminum is A-rated on Angie's List and with the Better Business Bureau. Check out their website at boylesaluminum.com or call today for a free estimate at 727-504-9354. Mention this ad for a discount on your project. Boyle's Aluminum, treating you like family with honest and reliable service. Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my Independent Ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.
Alrighty then. Engineer Chris, you sure found a great song for Dr. Angel. That first one about purpose, that was great. Where?
Oh, that was great. No, I haven't.
Okay. That is cool. I'm going to look for that. I love that song, and that just fits Dr. Angel perfect. And she's all about purpose. So anyway, now we are purposefully learning how to settle conflicts in a constructive and positive way, and that's what this show is all about today. And last week, if you missed last week, you need to hear part one. So you can just go to our website, goyard2014.org, after the end of the month, and it'll be on there, the last week's show. So, Doctor, we said set a time, establish some ground rules. That's what we're talking about right now on how to settle conflict.
And how to settle conflict. And one of the ground rules is making a set time to talk about the conflict
exactly.
with the person.
Right.
Because if you just go up to someone when you're feeling frustrated or angry, first of all, your emotions aren't settled. But second of all, it may leave the other person unprepared.
Right.
Feeling attacked, not able to focus or give you the attention, and will leave room for, you know, miscommunication and other things that may grow this problem. And we really want to resolve it. So to resolve it, I might need to say, I'm really feeling frustrated and I need to talk to you. So when can we talk?
Right. And what if the other party says, well, there's nothing to talk about, because I know people that's the response they get when they try to talk. There's nothing to talk about, you know.
Well, true. Some people may say that, but, you know, using those words of trying to get them to say, I need to talk. You might not. Can you just hear me?
Okay.
I need to talk.
All right.
Maybe you don't. I do.
Okay.
So can you hear me?
Okay. All right. That's a good way to handle that. I like that. So you state the problem clearly, don't you?
We use facts.
Yeah.
First.
Facts.
Facts first. We keep the feelings on the sidebar. We don't ignore them, but they're second.
So how do you do that, doctor?
You can't
tell our audience.
It's purpose.
Ah,
you
there we go. It's
purposeful.
That word again. Okay.
So I have to let my emotions calm. When I let my emotions calm, I can kind of think about the problem. I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I go into having an issue with somebody, and I have to write down what is really going on.
I've done that too, and that's a good tool.
It is a great tool because it helps you to stay focused, and it helps you to kind of keep, especially something I'm going to feel very emotional about, I'm coming in with more written part so that I can keep those emotions in check and from running away.
And that's where you can put facts first before feelings.
Facts first.
Yeah. And that's so important.
So if we're talking about, I'm feeling like I'm handling all the kids and my partner's not helping me, you know, I did dinner this night and I drove this kid to this and I did this and I washed the laundry. Here's the facts of what I've done this past week. Well, now we have something we can talk about.
Yeah. Instead of, I just feel like you never help. That's nothing. Yeah.
Well, it's not nothing, but...
Right. It's not as effective
not
as facts
objective.
First.
And facts are objective and,
facts
you know.
First. You want to call in and weigh in on this topic and actually ask Dr. Angel a question or just tell us the situation you're going through? That is fine. We will take your call, 727-441-3000, if you're calling during the show that's live, which is 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Thursdays. If you're on the Starcom Media, then you're just going to have to text, and we can take it from there. Because you won't be able to call in because you will hear our shows a week later. So that text number one more time, 727-888-4171. Tell us more ground rules
fighting. Is to allow the other person to state. One person needs to state how they're feeling. The person who's initiating what's going on.
Okay.
Or ask for the discussion and let the other person state their opinion.
Okay.
And while they're, or what's going on in their perspective, and while they're talking, listen.
I was going to say, what if you have a partner or a person on the other end of this who always interrupts Mm-mm. and said, wait a minute, you don't get that. And they just go off. Because I've been in those situations. And somebody just comes in and they're just, you know, they just take it right down another path, like we talked earlier, and they interrupt.
It's a rule. That's a rule.
Oh, it's
no
rule.
Interrupting.
Okay.
Now you might need to set limits where I might get to talk for 5 minutes, and then you might get to talk for 5 minutes, and then we might have to switch it back and forth so that nobody's getting, you know, a 45-minute big block and without another person saying anything.
I've heard of people buying those little sand things.
Yes.
What do you call those things?
Yeah, the little hourglasses.
The little hourglass,
like three-minute
timers, you know, like you're using a board game. Get that and give somebody 3 minutes, or the other person then gets their 3 minutes.
And you may need to do something very objective like that. But one rule is that we cannot interrupt.
Okay.
If I'm interrupting,
that's huge.
I can't hear you. I'm only thinking about what I want to say.
Right.
We're not resolving anything. And so if we want to do it healthy, we need to not interrupt, which can be challenging, which is why we need to do it in small spurts of time. So give one person so much and then the other person so much.
And try to stick to answering that particular thing that person brought up or discuss that issue. Be specific.
Be specific. And so don't interrupting and stay in the here and now.
Okay.
That's a rule.
Stay in the here and now. I like that rule, but I want you to amplify on it, if you will, because some people may not know how to go about doing that when they're having, let's say, a discussion about somebody not helping with anything around the house.
Well, staying in the here and now just means staying grounded.
Okay.
We don't want to get off on the whole history of where we've been and our, you know, 20 years of marriage and how you've never helped me in 20 years when we're talking about this morning.
Right.
So just keep it in the here and now.
Yeah.
If we have these deep-rooted issues, we might need some professional help to help us work through that baggage. But we can still use this technique to take these issues forward.
Okay. All right.
So, and they're going to help you work on the baggage, too. So, and genuinely try to hear what the other person is saying. And try to understand it from the other person's perspective.
Okay.
Try to think
that's
about
it. That's not as easy to do,
so
is
hard.
It?
It's really hard. Is hard.
But why? I mean, is it because of the baggage everybody brings to a relationship or what?
We are so tunneled as human beings. And what happens to me is the only thing that counts sometimes in our world. And
right.
So we can only see it from our perspective. My feelings are the only ones that count. And so most of the time when there's a conflict, the other person isn't meaning to hurt your feelings or isn't meaning to disappoint you. It's something going on, maybe personality, maybe differences of priorities. But it still hurts.
Still hurts, yeah.
So sometimes it's just learning to hear what the other person is saying. Maybe they're just bad at managing their time.
Right. So it's just when you say stay in the here and now, then you want to stay focused in the conversation. You don't want to go have your thoughts trail off to what you're about points you're going to make.
Right. We're not thinking about our rebuttal. We're not drifting back to outer space. We're not, you know, we're staying here.
Right.
Stay present with the person.
Stay present.
Give the person the presence of your few moments.
Right.
We're not storming off.
Yeah.
And that's a great rule to have. No one gets to storm off. If we need to take a break, we may say time out.
Right.
We might take, 30-minute time out, an hour time out, whatever, and say, okay, in 2 hours.
And that's not a bad idea, really.
It's a great idea, especially in a heatedly emotional conversation.
Right.
If I'm feeling like I'm losing my emotions, I'm going to need to take a break.
Yeah. And it's good. I mean, just admit that. Okay, I'm getting upset here. Let's go, swim in the pool.
So instead of storming off, you might just say, hey, let's take a time out.
Right.
When can we do this again? We'll come back in X, Y time.
Yeah.
And make an agreement and then let the person take their time out. Please do not follow them and continue the conversation.
Oh, my gosh. I've heard that so much through the years of counseling that person that, won't shut up, just will not shut up, is continuing to make their points and try to, lobby the situation their way.
So we need to respect the person's time out.
Right. So not always easy to do.
It's hard. But I never said this was easy.
I was going to say, doctor, really, all of this is rather difficult for people to do, don't you think? I mean, it's vital to a good relationship.
It's very vital. But if you set 2 or 3 ground rules and you start with there and then maybe add another one and, before long, you won't even remember how you used to do it.
Right.
It just will become natural to you.
That's cool. That's good.
So if you can just set the ground rule, we'll set a time when we talk and that, you know, we're going to use I statements and no one's going to storm out. We'll take timeouts and start there.
Start there. That's good.
And then we can keep adding.
That's excellent. Yeah.
So start small. I'm giving you a lot.
I know. This is a lot.
It is a lot.
What about the person who they sit out and they start doing this, but the other party to the discussion is always throwing in negative stuff, you know, about that person. Character traits, whatever.
Oh, that was another rule. So you're jumping ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all
okay,
good.
Okay.
We don't want to use words that put the other person down.
Okay. All right.
If I'm using an I statement, I can't put you down.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's a good way to keep that in check.
True. So that's why I statements are a primary rule. That's one of the very first rules you want to use because that's giving me ownership of my feelings.
Right.
And I'm not attacking you and it's not putting you on the defense so that we can actually get something accomplished. And if you get nothing more than I statements, you're on a good start.
Yeah. I feel this way when this happens, etc.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
It's funny. And in the first few times I heard myself say the I statements, I felt ridiculous almost. But, you know, now it's secondhand and I don't even think about it.
Right.
I think in I statements.
Right.
So it does become natural the more you do it. So we don't want to put the other person down.
Right.
We're not attacking their character.
Why not?
We value this person at some level because we choose to be in a relationship
okay.
with this person.
There you go. So you want to build them up. You don't want to put them down.
True. So I'm valuing this person. And if
okay.
I'm not, maybe I shouldn't be in this relationship, whatever it is.
Right.
So putting that person down is not, well, that's a rule.
Okay.
Yelling. We don't want to yell. We're staying calm, so no yelling. We're not inflating our voices or screaming.
What if that just seems to be the way that say, the other person in this relationship has always handled conflict? They yell.
Well, if we always did what we always were, we'll always be what we've always been.
Oh, no. You've got one of those bell ringers again. Golly,
and
doctor.
And you're going to ask me to say it again,
yes.
And I don't think I'm going to be able to.
You don't think you're going to be able to when you're thinking it? Oh, come on. Try it one more time.
That just came so natural.
That did come so natural. Dear audience, we don't have things scripted. We have a general idea where we're going, but then we have all these wonderful things that emerge, and that's one of them. So try it, Dr. Angel.
Oh my gosh, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always be what you always were. And the purpose of this show is to do it different.
There you go.
Life
coaching. Yes. Oh, that was excellent. Okay.
And you know what? And you're talking to the choir. I'm Italian. And I don't know if there's a more passionate cultural person as Italians. We talk with our hands. We're loud by nature.
Right.
I mean, my neighbors don't have to guess who I'm voting for in a football team. They can hear me 10 houses down.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but when I'm still having it, I've had to retrain to take.
Yes. Yes.
Because we're just passionate people and that's okay.
But I have that same issue.
Conflict,
my voice raises naturally. I've just got a built-in microphone inside my chest. So it comes across sometimes as anger when it really isn't. It's just natural for me to project,
and
you know?
Passion.
It's passion.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But I have to learn to
me
kind of
too.
Curb
I'm
that.
I'm working on that. I'm working on that. Okay. All right. So.
Not yelling. So if emotions are high, time out.
Take a break.
It's okay. Have a time out. You know, sporting events have timeouts. Sometimes
sure.
we have to regroup. We have to get the team back together because our plays aren't working well or, timeout. It's okay.
Okay.
So set specific time limits that are reasonable.
Like what?
We can't
What's
be
reasonable?
Having this discussion for 8 hours.
No.
For real.
No.
So maybe we need to set an hour that we're going to have this discussion.
I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like this, but it happened to me once many years ago in a relationship where I was actually held captive.
Wow.
I mean, in that situation with threats, etc. But it was, you are going to sit here and you are going to hear me out and blah, 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 blah. And in that case, you know, that's pretty serious stuff. And you don't want to put yourself in those kind of situations. You got to figure out a way to get out of that if the person is trying to hold you hostage emotionally, not necessarily physically.
True.
You know what I mean?
And it's abusive, and that follows
that
into
is
that
abusive.
Abuse
oh,
cycle.
Yeah.
And that happens. And if that's a good red flag that I'm in a very unhealthy relationship, I either need to get out, I need to get help, something needs to change. Because we need to be able to say, we're going to, you know, when we set a ground rule for fighting, maybe we need to cap our fight. We're going to need to cap our discussions, our conflict resolution to an hour at a time.
Right.
If it's not resolved, we can make another appointment to come back and bring
there you
back
go.
To the table. And another day, and you know what? In a day, a lot of things might have changed. Your feelings will definitely
right.
change.
Right.
Because our feelings change minute by minute.
They certainly do.
And maybe
do.
You'll get a different perspective. Maybe it'll
right.
help with negotiation. So it's not a bad thing that something you might have to discuss two or three different intervals to get a resolution.
Yes.
You don't need it in the moment.
Wow. We got to set a time. I have a text here from someone. And this person says, I'm listening to you, and I think that it's important that we focus on our conversation without doing a lot of other things at the same time.
I don't want you to do anything at the same time. I want you to keep your cell phones in another room. I want you to sit down at a table or at the couch or wherever you guys are comfortable, if it's
right.
a park bench, and that person is it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want laundry going, dinner cooking, kids rolling
That's
around.
That's really good, yeah.
You need to have that time. So if it's after the kids are asleep, if it's, you know, we're talking about a couple with young children, maybe
right.
we have to discuss this when the kids are down. Maybe
sure.
we need to, you know, go take a walk around the block so it's just me and you and we're discussing this.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay.
I agree with
all
you.
Those,
great tip.
Yes, all these are good ideas. Sometimes it can't be resolved in a 30-minute discussion, right?
No, so we can have more sessions, and that's cool because some problems just need more time to be
right.
resolved.
Right.
And it gives a person time to reflect on what you said.
Right.
So when we had a discussion for maybe an hour or 30 minutes, and then we wait a day and we come back, well, maybe I've had more time to kind of think about and digest
right.
your perspective.
Right.
Might help with negotiations, too.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Self-reflection. This is really an important one.
Okay.
Because remember we talked about tunnel vision when we have
right.
disagreements. We're only thinking about me, my feelings. No. Really ask yourself, first of all, what is bothering me?
Because
the
I
thing
like that.
That might have triggered you might really not be
oh,
the problem.
Oh, that's a bell ringer. What is bothering me?
What
yes.
is really bothering me?
Right. Because a lot of times that just gets sidetracked. I mean, you get into the heat of the moment and everything else comes out instead of what the real issue is, right?
True. And like a couple who might be having a dispute over one person attacked because they're feeling like they're doing everything with the kids may really be bothered because they just don't feel valued.
Okay.
So let's take it down and really ask yourself, why has this triggered me?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on inside of me?
Yes.
And then what are my goals for this discussion? And what are some resolutions?
Okay.
Think about those before you enter that discussion.
What are your goals?
What are some ways
this could
be resolved?
What do you want to see happen here?
Yeah. What are some ways this could be resolved? And give two or three different types of outcomes.
What if the person says, I want it my way or the highway type thing?
Well,
that thing
you're
again.
You're in a very unhealthy relationship.
No, I'm just giving you examples of stuff
I know
that
you
some
are.
People...
They do.
They do say that
but
stuff.
But that's unhealthy. And we're talking
right.
about building healthy. And a
there
healthy
you
person
go.
Can say, what are some outcomes to this?
Right. Okay.
Sometimes an outcome is that we're going to agree that we have a difference of perspective. And you know what? That's okay. I have friends that we have totally different
right.
perspectives when it comes to politics or religion or whatever. I still love and value that person.
Right.
100% and will be there for them no matter what.
But you don't have to discuss those issues,
and
right?
we can actually, you know what? We can discuss those and still, it's okay that it's constructive discussion and
that's
that
cool.
we still walk away with our everything intact. And that's okay.
Okay.
So somebody
that's
doesn't
healthy.
Have to think like you to get along with you.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Be willing to compromise.
Some people aren't.
No.
I mean, that's sad. But I mean, honestly, I've been in situations where some people are not willing
we
at all.
We have to be willing to compromise.
Yeah, that's very important.
Because we're not going to get we shouldn't get our way all the time. If we do, we have a problem. So,
right.
So don't. So let's not, the don'ts.
Don't okay,
refer
here we go.
To past mistakes.
All right. That's the first one. Don't refer to past mistakes. That's huge.
Issue at hand.
All right. Keep that.
You know, and this is a notorious one. I remember I had seen this husband and wife speak, and they were up in their years, probably in their early 70s, and they would travel around speaking and telling their stories of how when this husband was in his early 30s, he cheated on his wife and moved in with his mistress, and how their marriage came back together, and now they are happily married. Well, this guy for 30-something years has been living this mistake. I want to know how your life has been the last 3 years, four right. years. And I'm like, this is so sad for this poor guy.
And now so many people know about
it. And he gets to travel around telling everybody about this mistake he made. So let's not bring in past mistakes.
All right.
Don't blame.
Okay.
We don't want to blame. We're not making comparisons to other people.
Right.
Just because somebody else does it that way doesn't mean that's how we have to do it. And right. doesn't mean it's right.
Right. Or past relationships, you know.
A big one.
You talk about that, doctor. I mean, because it is, I think.
It is, especially if we're talking about romantic relationships. A lot of times we're going to think that we're going to be able to handle something the way another person had or in our past. And that person isn't your past. So if the other person in your past handled it wrong, you can't project that feeling right. onto this. Give this person an opportunity, and you can't hold each other to another person's standards. So no
she
comparison.
Always did it that way. Yeah.
Got to drop it and give that person a fair share, or you're going to make your relationship toxic.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't play games.
Don't play games.
Big
what
one.
Kind of games do people play, Dr. Angel?
Oh, my goodness. Poor me.
Poor me.
Poor me.
Feeling sorry for themselves. Self-pity. Pity party.
Pity party.
Nobody goes to those pity parties but that person.
The silent treatment is a game.
Mm-hmm. It's a game.
It's a power and control game.
I hate that game.
The martyr, where you just give in. I'm the martyr. I'm the perpetual victim. And then you get to, it's a game. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. The don't touch me game.
Yeah, and some people withdraw affection from each other, you know, in a marriage or relationship, whatever, as a punishment.
That's the don't touch me rule. Absolutely. if it weren't for you, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, that's a game. Yes, but we already talked about yes, but means everything behind the but's true and everything before it's not. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we did talk about that a few weeks back.
See what you made me do. It's another game.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you loved me. Ultimatums, huge games.
All these are games.
Empty threats, huge games.
Yeah.
Manipulation.
Some people are
guilt
so
trips.
Good I mean, at those threats.
I can make this list go.
You could
for another week.
Yeah, I think
there's
you
so
could
many of
because
them.
You hear it all the time in counseling. I'm sure.
We do. No games.
No games.
We need to shoot straight with people.
How do you break that habit if you're one of these game players that you've always used a couple of these techniques and gotten your way? Because there's a lot of people like that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you break those habits? First of all, I guess you got to want to.
You have to want to, and you
right.
have to be willing to look at that and decide mm-hmm. that you want to do it different. You know,
right.
I always talk about war. We talk about battles and wars, and that's
okay.
a whole other show. But we have little battles, and we have big wars.
Right.
You know, there are some things that aren't worth the time or effort to throw a battle into. It's a battle. It's okay. Let it go.
Right.
You know, with parenting and my kids, a battle is, my son wanted his ear pierced, or my son wants to wear a spike hairdo. I am not fighting that. My war is, you're not using drugs, you're not using alcohol, you're not
okay,
running amok on the streets. I'm going down there. The hair, the ear piercing, I'm not, that's okay.
Right.
Only because this is my war and this is my focus.
Right.
In relationships, we need to work on the battles and the wars. And so people who win all the time and using these games are so focused on winning every battle. But guess what?
They're That's losing, control.
They're losing the war because they're losing the relationship.
They're losing the relationship. They're losing the respect of the other people, or that other person, and maybe other people watching that situation.
So we need to really focus on what I call the war, the long term of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will help keep that in perspective.
That's really good.
So no threats,
yeah.
no ultimatums. Don't involve other people's opinions in the situation.
Oh, well, that's very common. People do that all the time, Dr.
They do.
Angel.
They triangulate.
They call 15 of their closest friends
mm-hmm.
and see what they can. That way they're lobbying for what they want to be done in this situation. We are running out of time, so let's get this last bit real quick.
Well, here's the deal. The only opinions that account are the two people in the discussion.
All right.
Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks.
Okay. Very good point. And don't make threats, right? You brought that up. I want to bring it up one more time because I think a lot of people fight that way with threats. And if you then this is what's going to happen. And that is so ugly. That's just awful.
Here's another do not. And this is a big one. So do not assume. Do not guess. Do not imagine. Do not take for granted.
Whoa.
Do not theorize. Do not surmise. Do not speculate.
Whoa.
Do not make gestures or judgments of what the other person is meaning.
Whoa. In other words, quit second guessing what's really going on in the other person.
Stop trying to read their mind. And
right. Boy, that's huge.
Use communication.
Wow.
That's a big one.
That's huge.
So,
whoa.
Do not assume. That's a big one. That's the communication breakdown. Do not guess. Do not imagine. Do not take for granted. Do not theorize, surmise, or speculate. Do not make gestures, judgments about what the other person means.
Oh my gosh, that's a whole show, all of that
it
right
is.
There. And don't be afraid to apologize.
Oh, when you're wrong, please just say, I'm sorry. Two little words we teach them when they're like 2 years old.
I know.
Say you're sorry.
Some people have a hard time ever apologizing for anything. We have got to get out of here.
We do.
Dr. Angel, final thought.
Well, you know what? This week, I really want you to sit down with your primary relationships, make a couple rules, and just practice one or two or three rules this week. I statements. Please make that one of your primary rules.
I statements.
Rules.
Absolutely. Yeah. And don't storming out the door, but just deal with the issues. Come back to another appointment.
Make,
sit down.
Make appointments and let's work on resolving conflicts.
Wow, healthy. This hour went so fast, Doctor. There's so much important stuff here. Catch this show again sometime tomorrow afternoon on our website here at tantalk1340.com in the podcast section. You can, or wait till the end of next week and you can hear both shows on goyard2014.org. Wow. It's always fun.
It always is fun.
Doctor, you know? Don't we love doing this?
Totally love doing
this. We want to hear from you, audience. Please email us, goyard2014@gmail.com. Or text us anytime, 727-888-4171. Until next week at the same time. And, of course, the Starcom Network people will be hearing this show next week at 4 o'clock Central Time. It's been great, Doctor.
It has been great. It's
all
been
right.
Very great.
Dr. Angel and Mama Mac, go yard. See you next week, gang.
Good night.
Big Tires and More in Pinellas Park thanks you for letting them serve you for over 35 years. And because you like racing, Big Tires and More is hosting their Customer Appreciation Day with free hot dogs, burgers, and drinks, and a special appearance by sprint car driver Greg Wilson. Check out his car and get his autograph this Monday, February 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Big Tires and More, located at 5317.